You are listening to Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast, where learning Thai is as easy as peeling a banana. สวัสดีค่ะ Hi everyone, welcome back again to Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast with ครูสโมกนะคะยินดีต้อนรับสู่รายการ podcast Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast กับครูสโมก or Teacher Smoke. And today this episode will be also very very useful because I'm gonna teach you the 5 things that you shouldn't say to Thai people, especially ladies. This is just, you know, a very helpful episode for you to avoid saying these 5 phrases. Besides avoid saying the 5 phrases, I will also suggest a proper replacement. So I will also, you know, introduce you phrases that you can use instead of, you know, the one that make people feel bad. So the keyword of this episode is the word shouldn't or should not, นะคะ So the word should ค่ะ should in Thai is ควร or ควรจะ together ค่ะควร or ควรจะ And this word is quite funky because the way it's written in Thai is คอควายวอแหวนรอเรือ So as you know, if you learn how to read and write Thai, รอเรือ is r sound, right? But if it's work as ending consonant, the sound will not be r but n like no no instead. That's why the word ควรนะคะคอควายวอแหวนรอเรือ is not ควร but ควร which mean should. So if you want to say you should learn Thai, you would say.คุณควรเรียนภาษาไทย or คุณควรจะเรียนภาษาไทย both are fine and the same นะ and if you want to say you shouldn't is ไม่ควรนะคะ so you put the word ไม่ before the word ควร so ไม่ควร or ไม่ควรจะ for example ไม่ควรจะพูด means you shouldn't say you shouldn't talk you know ไม่ควรจะไป you shouldn't goนะคะ so in this case of this topic of this episode is วลีไทยที่ไม่ควรพูดวลี as phrases วลีไทย means Thai phrases ที่ that นะคะที่ as you know that นะคะไม่ควรจะพูด that you shouldn't say so if you're ready let's start with the first one ta-daFirst one ค่ะ I know that many foreigners really appreciate nice tan skin of Thai people but you know when you say tan skin you shouldn't say ดำนะคะ ดำ means black so it's like totally black นะ and you know it's quite sensitive for this topic about the skin of the color but in Thailand นะคะ we actually prefer having white fair skin rather than dark skin of course we have kind of like tan skin but Thai people would be sensitive if somebody tell that they look black because they want to be white นะคะ so if you say โอ้ยคุณดำสวยจัง you black but beautiful you know like beautiful blackIt might be a good compliment, but actually Thai people wouldn't appreciate it. They prefer you saying ผิวแทนนะคะ ผิวแทน tan as you know tan skin. ผิว means skin, so ผิวแทน means tan skin. You wouldn't want to say ผิวดำนะคะ like black skin. Or you can replace with the word ผิวน้ำผึ้ง น้ำผึ้ง means honey. น้ำ is water, liquid. ผึ้ง means bee, so liquid from the bee.น้ำผึ้งนะคะผิวน้ำผึ้งผิวแทนThis is what you could say นะคะ not saying คุณผิวดำนะคะ as a culture Thai people like to look white not because of racism but because we have the value of white skin is beautiful like you know foreigners that prefer having tan skin so let's continue with the second thing that you shouldn't say ค่ะเตี้ยเตี้ย falling tone เตี้ย means short in term of height นะคะ like you're not tall you're short and you wouldn't want to say that because เตี้ย it's very I would say like it's quite offending you better say like ตัวเล็กตัวเล็กต tua means body, right? Leg means small, like you're quite small. Your body is quite small. Yeah, I think it's quite sensitive if you just say like, oi, kun tia, oh my god, you're so short. Even though like, yes, I know I'm short, but don't say I'm tia, just say like, I'm tua leg. So tua leg, small body, like, you know, tiny, let's say. So I think it's better to say tua leg rather than tia. One thing that is a common mistake that foreigners make is the word sun means short as well, but we don't really use the word sun for height. We use the word sun when something is laying in the, how to say, like horizontal, you know, not vertical. So sun as horizontally short, while tia has more like with height or like vertically short. Nah, so different thing, nah, huh? Short can be tia and sun, but for height, you use the word tia. Better to avoid saying it, say tua leg or tiny. Now come to number 3. Thai people are quite open to say like, oh my god, you gained some weight, you become a little bit more chubby, are you fat? So like, you know, we like to talk about shape a lot. So one thing that you shouldn't say is the word uan, nah, huh? Uan means fat. It's quite offending if you say like, oh, you are fat. No, don't say that. Don't say uan, nah. If you want to say, are you, like, do you gain some weight? You would say, kun uan kun riplao. Kun uan kun riplao means, did you gain some weight? Like, are you getting fatter? But it doesn't mean that you're fat, like uan, right? So if you want to replace the word uan with a softer word, I would recommend you the word bukluk. Ah, bukluk is quite cute. It's more like chubby. Bukluk, nah, together. Bukluk as chubby. Or you can use the word jammam. Jammam is kind of chubby, like actually it's like fat, but it's cute. Like, it's not fat in the really negative way, but it's more like jammam, cute and fat. You say jammam. Mostly you use the word jammam with kids when the kids are fat. Because when kids are fat, it's quite cute, no? Or you can use the word uap. Is this, you know, the level before you get uan, nah? So uap ka. Or last one ka, tui nui. Tui nui, also cute word. So you can use bukluk, jammam, tui nui, or uap rather than the word one as fat, okay? That is impolite. ไม่สุภาพเลยค่ะ หยาบคายมากๆ นะคะ Now come to the number 4. If you want to say like, oh my god, you speak so much, you talkative person, you wouldn't say พูดมาก พูดมาก means like talking too much, and mostly what you talk is nonsense. พูดมากค่ะ The word พูด means to speak. มาก means a lot. You speak a lot.พูดมากค่ะ You better say พูดเก่ง if you want to, you know, like positively compliment someone like, oh my god, you're so talkative, you're quite good at talking, you know, the way you speak, it's great. You would say พูดเก่งพูดเก่ง rather than พูดมากนะคะ And you can also say ช่างคุย or ช่างพูดช่าง is a prefix thatYou know, put in the front of verb to describe a kind of personality of the person. Like, chang pud means talkative. Chang kui also means like talkative as well. Like, you know, you like to talk about it. Or like, chang kin, you like to eat, right? So you can use the word pud geng or chang pud, chang kui rather than pud mak. Because pud mak means speak too much nonsense.Non-stop speaking, so don't say พูดมากto people like oi คุณพูดมากจัง that is rude ไม่ดีนะคะ Now come to the last one ค่ะ If you want to compliment someone that oh my god you're so grown up you wouldn't say แก่ is mean like old like aging like it's not a good idea to say like oh you are old noIt's kind of offending. So rather than saying that you แก่ as grown up, you would say เป็นผู้ใหญ่ And the word เป็น is to be. ผู้ใหญ่ means adult. You are adult, you know, you grown up, right? คุณเป็นผู้ใหญ่นะ โอ้ยคุณเป็นผู้ใหญ่แล้ว you are grown up already rather than like คุณแก่แล้ว you old like aging like you know thinking about grandma and grandpa so you wouldn't say แก่นะคะ I prefer you sayingเป็นผู้ใหญ่นะคะ and one thing ค่ะ the word เป็นผู้ใหญ่ is kind of a personality like you grown up you I feel grown up you know I have more responsibility so grown up in this case เป็นผู้ใหญ่ as personality but if you like to you know mention about grown up as no more kid you will say โตโตนะคะ the word โตโต could be to grow up or bigSo if you want to say like, oh my God, Susan, you're not a kid anymore. Now I haven't seen you for years. Now you've grown up. Oh, Susan, คุณโตแล้ว you've grown up, นะคะ as, you know, become like teenager or no more kid. But if you want to say, hey, Susan, oh my goodness, the way you speak is so grown up.You will say, oh, คุณพูดเป็นผู้ใหญ่มากเลยแบบคุณพูดเหมือนผู้ใหญ่เลย like you speak like an adult นะคะเป็นผู้ใหญ่นะคะ grown up so that's it for the 5 words or 5 phrases that you shouldn't say 5วลีที่คุณไม่ควรจะพูดนะคะ first one dumb nope don't say dumb as dark say tan or ผิวสีแทนผิวน้ำผึ้ง honey skinDon't say tia as short, say tualik as tiny. Don't say uan as fat, but say pukluk jamam tui nui, quite cute or uap instead. Don't say pud mak as talkative, because it means you speak so much or too much and mostly nonsense. You better say pud geng, chang pud or chang kui as positively talkative. And last one ka, don't compliment somebody.Grown up, แก่ because แก่ means aging. Better say, เป็นผู้ใหญ่นะคะ So that's it for the episode for today. I hope you enjoyed a few more confidence saying the word that is proper. All right. Before finishing this podcast, I would like to ask you to follow the Learn Thai Glik Luai podcast. If you are interested to learn Thai or enhance your Thai with me, go to my website, www.bananathaischool.com. I will be there to help you. Email me and I will get back to you shortly. For today, I have to go now. See you next Sunday. ครูสมุกต้องไปแล้วนะคะ เจอกันวันอาทิตย์หน้า. Bye bye. สวัสดีค่ะ.